This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, NBC gets ready to launch a new TV show, My Name is Earl. First, political parties in Germany are starting negotiations to form coalitions after yesterday's parliamentary election produced no clear winner. Both incumbent Chancellor Gerhard Schröder and conservative challenger Angela Merkel are claiming a mandate. With us from Hamburg is Joseph Jaffe. He's editor and publisher of the German news weekly Die Zeit. Joseph Jaffe, welcome back to Day to Day, and tell us how the vote was shared between the parties in this election.
Well, some mandate, I've got to say. One got 35%, that's Schröder's party, and the other got 36%. That's a bit more than a third and hardly a mandate.
It doesn't stop either one of them from claiming a mandate, though. I heard Mr. Schröder this morning on our earlier news program saying that, well, this is it. The country's returned me to power, and I'm going to be here for four more years. Is he going to get away with that?
Well, I mean, I think the arithmetics are a bit off, because his party, together with the Greens, his former coalition partner, just don't add up to 50%. Therefore, the country has not returned him back to power. But neither has it thrust Angela Merkel and her coalition partner, the Free Democrats, to power. So it'll be for the next weeks, it'll be a free-for-all where everybody is trying to talk to everybody else. But whether this will lead to engagement or even a marriage is highly doubtful, because all the potential bed partners, as it were, are separated from each other by ideological issues or personal enmities.
Well, people are talking about this grand coalition, the Social Democrats and the Christian Democrats getting together. Is this possible?
Well, arithmetically speaking, it would make for a nice majority. It'll get you a bit more than 70%, but you have to remember what Gerhard Schröder said last night. He thinks he is the winner, and therefore he claims leadership of that coalition. And, of course, Angela Merkel, who is, mathematically speaking, the winner, will not do that. So let me speculate a little bit. I think the Grand Coalition is the most likely one, but I think that both Merkel and Schröder are going to be out.
Ah.
It will have to be done by different leaders of the party.
What happened to her? Because just a few months ago, she had a 20-point lead in opinion polls.
Yeah. This is the greatest disaster in American terms since Michael Dukakis, who came out of the convention with about an 18-point lead. In fact, that's exactly what she wasted. She was about 18 points ahead of the Social Democrats. That margin shrunk to practically nothing. So the biggest loser, it's much easier to talk about losers in this election than about winners, because she is the biggest loser. And since the Conservative Party here is not very nice to its losers, I think her days are numbered.
Well, what about prospects for Germany, for the economy of this country, which seems somewhat stalled? The country is looking for a new direction, a fresh start. Where are things?
If you want to think about Germany as of yesterday, think about Italy in two ways. One way is that Italy has had very unstable coalition governments, about 60 or so since the end of World War II, yet Italy prospered beyond belief, meaning that the important change or adaptation took place below the government level. Germany is like that, or has become like that, because the more interesting stuff that's been happening has been below the state level. The government is immobilized, it can't make decisions, it can't produce a Thatcher or a Reagan. But if you look underneath, if you look at how business, labor, and society have been moving, the change of pace has actually been quite impressive, and it will proceed no matter who runs the show. I would think that no matter who moves to the head of the class in Berlin, the German economy will pick up and start rolling again. That is at least the best news that I can offer.
Joseph Jaffe, editor and publisher of the German weekly Die Zeit, speaking with us from Hamburg. Joseph, thank you again.
Thank you.